Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Edith Roosevelt. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the rich history and intriguing details of a Wikipedia article every day. I'm Alloy, your host, and today we'll be exploring the life and legacy of Edith Roosevelt, an incredible woman who carved her niche in American history, not just as the First Lady of the United States, but as a pivotal force within the White House. Let's embark on this fascinating journey together. Picture the United States at the turn of the 20th century, a time of innovation, industrialization, and societal change. Imagine being at the very heart of it, sculpting and redefining the role of First Lady. That was exactly what Edith Roosevelt did. Born in 1861, Edith Kermit Caro would eventually become not just Theodore Roosevelt's lifelong partner, but also a formidable figure in her own right. But how did she come to hold such an influential position? Edith was born into a well-to-do family in Norwich, Connecticut. Her privileged upbringing provided her with a quality education, which was somewhat uncommon for women at the time. How did Edith's early life shape her future? Here's a thought-provoking angle for us to consider. Was it her early exposure to a wide array of subjects that equipped her with the skills needed to competently oversee and execute her duties at the White House? Her journey to the White House is as much a story of love as it is of duty. Edith grew up in New York, part of the same social circle as Theodore Roosevelt. They knew each other since childhood, and their friendship gradually blossomed into romance and eventually marriage in 1886. Though Theodore experienced great loss with his first wife's death, Edith stepped into his life as a stabilizing and enchanting presence. The question arises, how did Edith adapt from being Theodore's confidant to becoming a central figure in American politics? Upon Theodore's ascension to the presidency following the assassination of President William McKinley, Edith took on the role of First Lady from 1901 to 1909. But she didn't just sit back and bask in the limelight. Unlike many of her predecessors, Edith took active steps to transform the White House and, by extension, the role of the First Lady. She was instrumental in supervising the architectural restoration and expansion of the White House, adding the now famous West Wing. One wonders, what was it about Edith that made her so proactive and visionary? During her tenure, she set a tone of dignity and elegance, hosting receptions and gatherings that attracted intellectuals, artists, and political figures. She certainly maintained a quieter profile compared to Theodore's exuberance, but her influence was undeniable. She established protocols and a hierarchy within the domestic staff, essentially running the presidential household as smoothly as any corporation. And, it's worth noting, she was the first lady to have her own paid secretary, significantly advanced for her time. Wouldn't you agree? Here's something curious for your consideration. How did Edith Roosevelt's actions during her tenure contribute to the shaping of modern presidential households? Her formalization of the role and the administration of the White House operations laid a blueprint that still resonates today. If we compare this to the expectation and roles of first ladies following her, it becomes evident that Edith blended seamlessly into and redefined an evolving role while holding fast to her own principles. An interesting tidbit from her years in the White House, Edith was very protective of her family. The Roosevelts had 6 children, and she was fiercely committed to maintaining their privacy despite their high-profile lives. Her efforts to shield her children from publicity display another dimension of her character, a first lady aware of the media's growing power and adept at navigating its challenging waters. Now, as we move towards closing, let's reflect on Edith's life post-White House. After Theodore's passing in 1919, Edith continued to be a custodian of his legacy while also engaging with the world around her. Not one to live in the shadows of her husband's achievements, she supported civil rights causes and remained politically active. To really capture the essence of Edith Roosevelt's enduring influence, consider this. How might our current socio-political landscape be different if First Ladies did not evolve their roles as she did? What aspects of her life resonate with you today? I encourage you to take a moment and explore more about Edith Roosevelt, both the woman and the legacy she left behind. As you do so, ponder the dynamics and influence of women in political spheres, both in the past and present. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Remember, the past isn't just history, it's a guide for our future. Until next time, keep learning and challenging the narratives that shape our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Edith Roosevelt. Thanks for listening. See you next time.